everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm here with Doug Cleveland from Marketron, and he leads a whole team of developers that helps do, well, what do you do, Doug?
Well, our company, Marketron, develops software for the radio industry, primarily traffic and billing systems. They're used by a radio station to produce the program log to go on the air every day, and then we have reports that are used day to day to manage their inventory and their orders.
And you have like a big portion of the radio station market.
Yes, we do. We have probably about 80% of the top of the market.
So if you're a radio station, they're probably, if you're listening on the radio, they're using your, the radio station's using your software to track stuff, the ads and track the fact that the ads actually get paid and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So what kinds of technologies excite you about the, what's coming from Microsoft?
Well, we like the SQL Server 2008 R2 and reporting services that go along with that. We're looking at using reporting services to develop a whole new reporting infrastructure for our applications.
So what kinds of, how difficult does that look? Because you're on a SQL Server 2005 database now, and
right,
you've got lots of customers, and what does that migration look like to you?
It looks, right now, it looks fairly simple. We still have not tested it out completely, but certainly the reporting services piece of it is very interesting to us because it takes us away from custom developing all of our reporting applications. We're able to just use, you know, business analysts to produce reports versus having a developer hard code all the logic in the report. That's very favorable to us.
Cool. What other technologies are you interested in? I know you guys worked a lot with Windows 7.
Yes, we're looking. We just released, or are releasing, a Windows 7 compatible version of our software for the first time, and we're looking at introducing some of the light up features in a future version, and looking at just exploring all the other Windows 7 technologies that we can help our customers use the software as most effectively as possible.
And you moved from XP to Windows 7.
Correct. Yeah. And we wasn't a very difficult move for us. We just ran the compatibility toolkit, fixed all the problems we had found, and we're ready to go.
So you see a better user experience by using Windows 7 and the jump lists and the little tiles across the top?
Yes.
And all of that stuff?
Yes.
We talked earlier about a possibility, too, of Windows Azure. So how would that fit in the picture? These are probably longer-term plans, but
right,
what kinds of things, what kind of advantages would that give you?
Well, with Windows Azure, we would be able to reduce infrastructure costs by moving everything up into the cloud. We haven't determined if that's, you know, the path we want to take, but it's worth exploring, especially with the breadth of services that are available now up there in the Azure cloud. It's very intriguing.
Thanks, Doug. What would you tell developers who are, and smaller ISVs or medium-sized ISVs who are interested in moving to the Microsoft stack? What would you tell them? From the lessons that you've learned over the last several years, what would you tell them?
Use MSDN a lot to gather information. Talk to your Microsoft contacts if you have one. There's lots of training available out there. It's a very easy. There's so many resources available. It's a very productive environment, I believe.
Yeah, and one of those would be to read Bruce's blog, because I'll point you to where all those resources are.
Sure.
Thanks, Doug.
Sure.
I'll see you next time.